Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Yeah, and they're not just in your bed anymore. Bedbugs have reportedly infiltrated Abercrombie & Fitch, Victoria's Secret, the New York Public Library. Last week they were found in the Brooklyn DA's office and in the Time Warner Center. Did you hear that the AMC Empire 25 Theater in Times Square shut down last night to deal with their bedbug problem? And the list goes on. So, sorry, folks, I know it's horrifying, but it's true, bed bugs can be pretty much anywhere. And if that's not gross enough, there are rats everywhere, too. There was the shocking discovery of a rat infestation on the 2nd Avenue subway line, of course, where all that construction is going on. And rats sighted this summer in New York City parks and near Fulton Street. So finally today, we want your stories about your public run-ins with bed bugs, rats, or other pests. You don't have to out specific businesses. In fact, we'd probably rather that you not, because we can't really confirm it just from your call. But call us up right now and tell us in what neighborhoods and in what kinds of establishments you have had close encounters, or how you are protecting yourself, bed bug proofing your home. And guess what? Our lines are already full with people with your bed bug stories. 212-433-WNYC as people finish up, or you can post them to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Dennis in Yonkers, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dennis.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, well, this bug problem is a big thing no matter where you are. Like I said, I'm up in Westchester, and we have it up here, and it just seems to keep spreading. I know somebody in Dutchess County that has it, also Rockland. No matter what you do, they seem to come back. People need to take care of their own apartment, their own area. Once they start doing that, then, you know, maybe we can actually get a handle on the problem.
What do you do?
I'm an electrician. And believe me, it's very difficult. Sometimes when you're opening up the electrical boxes, panel boxes, you'll find not nestings, if you will, but gatherings of them.
So what do you recommend that people do?
Well, there's tons of things. I mean, one, you can grab a fire extinguisher, you know, not a chemical fire extinguisher, but a CO2 fire extinguisher, and spray your mattress, then cover it up. As for chemicals and everything, things that you can buy from your normal hardware store, those big hardware stores, they normally sell like all those bed bug whey things. They really don't work too much. You're just pretty much intoxicating yourself. CO2 freezing things, that works. I mean, there's plenty of companies out there that are doing that.
Dennis, thank you.
But things just to watch for yourself. Get a couple of cups of mineral oil. Put it on the legs of your bed. That will actually stop them from climbing the bed. Or if they're on your bed and they're trying to escape and go somewhere else, they get trapped in the mineral oil, which is ideal. Absolutely ideal.
The electrician with the data. Dennis, thank you very much. I appreciate your call a lot. Stephanie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Thanks, Brian.
Sure.
We were at the AMC, I think, back in April in Times Square, watching where the wild things are. And
that's appropriate.
My husband got bit by something, and then he brought it home, and we got this case of bed bugs all over the apartment.
Oh.
We have five kids. We called the manager of AMC and said, oh, we never heard you such a story. And we're looking through it and call you right back. Of course, they never did. But I thought it was very interesting that you said they shut down yesterday. Now, I don't think they can do much because bed bugs love obscurity. They love upholstery. So it's the best place for them.
Well,
not for us, but for them.
Now, that's interesting that you were kind of one of the lead cases and they denied it. Now, of course, they've acknowledged that they have a problem and are trying to do something about it. A lot of places do get rid of their bed bugs successfully, so there are ways. But, Stephanie, thank you for that horrifying experience. Polly in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, my daughters and I were walking our dog on Park Avenue last evening between, I think it was 89th and 90th Street, and a very large raccoon was walking down Park Avenue towards us.
A raccoon?
Yes, off leash.
I didn't know they put raccoons on a leash.
No, well, it was just, I saw this thing, and we thought it was a dog off leash, so I was waiting for the owner to come around the corner, and it never did. And as we got closer, it was a very large raccoon who then sort of went over to the garbage area and hid by a car and some garbage. And we just turned the other way and left.
As long as they don't have rabies and you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone.
Yes, but how does one know?
One doesn't. All right, raccoon sighting on Park Avenue. We have a skunk up in my neighborhood. I've smelled it many times, and the other night I saw it walking right down the street in Manhattan, a skunk. Lenore, in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. You got rid of your bed bugs?
Well, it's, you know, the question is of the differential diagnosis, which I think is not so clear. I came back from a few days on the North Fork of Long Island with a bunch of really bad bites in what's supposed to be the telltale arrangement, you know, three bites in a row that they nickname breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and that's supposed to be what it is. And I had that in several places on my body, and so I'd been in a motel, and so I went to the doctor. She said, well, yeah, she thought so, but who knows, and did I bring them back in the suitcase and this and that. So I really cleaned out my bedroom really well and the suitcase really well and scratched myself to death for several days, but then nothing further developed. So were they sand flies? Were they bed bugs? Mm. How can you really tell?
Well, I don't have the answer to that, but the fact that they went away without too much, effort in your apartment, you know, maybe they were sand flies or something else that didn't colonize your apartment like bed bugs do. Well, should we leave it there? All right, let's give Mary Beth, who used to be an intern on the show, from the East Village, the last 20 seconds. Mary Beth, you know how this works. You really got to stick to time here.
That's right. So, Brian, hi. I found out from the tenants two floors down that bed bugs had shown up in their apartment, and the landlord is not addressing it, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's intentional on his part. And so I'm moving out after 12 years in my apartment.
And then report the building.
That's right.
Mary Beth, thank you very much. All right. Stories of bedbugs, rats, sand flies, raccoons, and one skunk in the city this summer. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Alan Smith produced this program. We had intern help today from Rafael Vera, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Talk to you tomorrow. Joel Klein among our guests. I'm Brian Lehrer.